Barbara Falters.
Falters here in the Middle East with Colonel, what's his name? Colonel, what is your opinion on the Middle East crisis?
I think Saddam's a jerk.
What is your opinion on the situation on the military?
Whenever he makes a stupid move, we pounce on him and blow his head off.
Oh, do you have any idea when that could happen?
Oh, at any time. Oh, attack men!
Barbara can get home. Now it's time for another station break. And that concludes tonight's edition of HSB News.
You're listening to HSB Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Saddam Hussein now has till January 15 to get out of Kuwait. We'll also have an interview with Ronald Reagan. In the next hour, we'll talk about saving the environment and an interview with the president of the Window Washers Association of America. Hello, I'm Defiant Gumbel, and this is The Tomorrow Show for November 30, 1990. Now we'll have an interview with James Acker, the Secretary of State, who has just been in the UN. Mr. Acker, are you there? I don't think we can get through to him. We'll just have to go on. So now we'll have an interview with Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, trial last March.
Is it true that you were with Oliver North on December 5th?
Oh, I just don't know. I really couldn't say. I just don't remember.
What about January 16th?
Oh, I just don't seem to remember. I don't know.
March 4th?
I don't know where I was. I just don't seem to remember. I can't reconcile.
Do you know anything?
Oh, I just don't know. I couldn't say.
Yeah, that's how we living in, you know. You can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man. You can't touch this.
Well, didn't I just sound so innocent?
How are you doing today?
Why? I think I'm doing okay, although I just don't know. I'd have to go ask Nancy's astrologist. I just don't know.
Well, sounds like you're in a very jolly mood. How do you feel about Mr. Bush taking over for you?
Oh, I think Bush is a great man. I he was a good comrade of mine and a good friend. He used to be my vice president, you know, and Although I don't agree with him cutting Star Wars in 1/4 or sending us into depression by not raising taxes, which I love to do, and sending unskilled, untrained troops into the Middle East. But otherwise, I just totally agree with Mr. Bush, I do.
Oh, sure, yeah, you do. Okay, now, when do you think we'll attack Iraq?
Why, I just couldn't say, but when the stars are in the right position, I think.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, so I'd like to wish you good luck. Oh, and what do you plan to do in the future?
Why, I just don't know.
We'll be back after this station break.
Generic brand aspirin stops that hammering headache.
Just 2 generic aspirin, that's all it'll take.
I'm sorry, our program ran short and we couldn't finish the rest of our broadcast. But we'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast of the Tomorrow Show. And as we leave you, we'll hear from the president of the Window Washers Association of America and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency.
When remember, by the way, I'm the president, to keep your windows nice and clean every day.
Make sure you don't use too much water.
This is HSB Radio. Jolly Elf Show.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
From all of us here at HSB Radio, we wish you a very hairy, Merry Christmas. Now it's time for the Pierre Jaumes Show. The two critics that are the most popular on HSB Radio. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be listening to songs, and Pierre and Jaumes will be criticizing them. So, the show must go on, so let's start.
Thank you.
I'm glad they pray, but so what? I'm glad they pray, but that's always how we pray.
Well, that's a very good song. I mean, it has lots of,
We pray, and we do it today, but we pray with a song.
It has lots of godliness in it. It is a very good song.
Oh, please. You can't be serious. I mean, that's the... Oh, all I say is, we pray to make it today. I'm glad they want to pray. I'm glad. I believe that it's good to pray, but this is getting outraged. I just don't...
I love that song. It's a very jolly song. I mean, it has much godliness in it, and...
Godliness. We pray.
Even if they do repeat it, it's still...
Gets the message across, right?
Right.
Oh, come on. Get serious.
It's so good I can't explain it.
Oh, come on. I mean, the music's okay, but you know, they could change the tune a little bit. I mean, it's just, we pray, pray,
okay,
pray.
We've had enough of your... Pray!
you know, it's okay. it's just...
May you repeat itself a little bit, and you can't tell where you are in the song, but what's it matter? I mean...
It matters a lot to me.
Well, that's because you're no fogey.
Well, I don't know about that. I just don't think so. Anyway, so...
Back to the topic.
Yes, Well, I think we've discussed this enough. Okay. Why don't we have another MC Hammer song?
No, let's go to New Kids on the Block.
Oh, come on. Those idiots. No, MC Hammer.
New Kids on the Block.
No, MC Hammer.
Rock rules.
No.
Yes. New Kids.
Rap. MC Hammer.
We'll go back to MC Hammer after one song.
No, I got an idea. We'll flip a coin. I got one right here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
New Kids.
Oh.
Rock rules.
It'll be on in a second. We're having slight difficulties, technicalities. Here we go.
Listen up, you wanna take a chance? Just get on the floor to the New Kids dance. Don't worry about me, cause it won't take long.
I've had enough of it. I just can't stand anymore. No. We'll just criticize that much, okay? So I've just about had it. No. No! Oh, okay. Now, hanging tall, man. Come on. Are you rough? Oh, hanging snuff. Oh, my.
Well, I think it's... What can I say about it?
See? It's so stupid, you can't say anything. It's just totally retarded. Oh.
Got me this time. They're probably on snuff themselves.
Oh,
I don't know. That's a very... Let's get back to MC Hammer as soon as we can.
See, I told you we should never have gone.
Boom! That's right, the boom is here. You better get to the floor, boom! Cause the room about to get packed. We're getting ready to dance. You know what we gonna do?
Tell him up!
We'll be
dancing.
I don't think they heard you.
Dancing.
Hammer!
It's automatic, so take it to the floor.
I'm sorry, we ran short of time. But we'll be back next week with another edition of Pierre and Joms. The most popular two criticizers on HSB Radio.
This is HSB Radio in beautiful downtown Scottsdale. This is HSB News with your hosts, Jan Hather, and me, Peter Senning. For the first portion of our program, we'll be devoting it to the war in the Gulf. Right now, we have two reporters, one in Tel Aviv and one in Riyadh, we're going to talk to. First, let's go to Tel Aviv. Are you there?
Yes, I am fairly well here.
How is it going there? Is there any problems of any sort?
Well, there have been a lot of bombings in the last day, and we're ending up wearing our gas masks half the time.
Well, if it's too much, you don't have to talk with us now. But otherwise, we'd like to have a little discussion with you.
Oh yes, I really enjoy reporting over here. It's fun sometimes.
Well, how do you think that people feel over there about what America is doing, and that the Israelis aren't having a chance to go to war with Iraq?
Well, I don't know about the people, but I know the soldiers are really glad to be supporting their country.
Well, I know you're in a little bit of a problem there, so we'll leave you, and thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Now we'll go to our reporter in Riyadh, where one of the big U.S. military bases is headquartered. He's from the BBC. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. How do you think the Saudi Arabians feel about the American troops and everybody else being there?
I really don't think they support the Allies there.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about? Do you think the bombing raids have gone well, or do you think that, what do you think?
Well, our bombings have been going fairly well, but there have been a lot of casualties, which I'm afraid to say.
Yes, I heard about all the Iraqi civilians. Well, I thank you for being with us now, and this ends our section of the program devoted to war. Thank you for being with us.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Jan Hather, and our next story will be about New York's education from the Uris Library Center in Cornell University.
Hello. New York has over 4,000 schools. That's about 600 more than there are in Pennsylvania.
No, I didn't.
All these schools are controlled by the University of the State of New York. The University of the State of New York is not a true university, but it is a 16-member board of regents that are elected to 7-year terms. Although they get no pay, they have great powers over elementary, secondary, and higher education, both private and public. Setting standards, distributing public funds, awarding scholarships, and incorporating colleges and universities are all part of their jobs. Yes. About one-third of the 300 universities in New York are accredited with the Middle State Association of Colleges and Schools. These accredited universities vary from the Bank Street College.
Excuse me, sir. Sir,
what?
You're in the library. You're supposed to be quiet in here.
Well, excuse me. I'm taping here, okay? I'm on the radio.
Well, I'm sorry you're going to have to leave. This is a quiet place. People are here to learn.
Okay.
So
sorry, viewers. We're going to have to,
Back in that class right now!
Move! Okay, as we were, these accredited universities vary from the Bank Street College of Education in New York City to the New York Education...
Whoa, the day is over!
Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
To the New York Chiropractic Colleges in Glen Head to the Webb Institute of Naval Architecture in Glen Cove. Yes, I'm sorry for all these...
Get out of my way.
I'm sorry for these interruptions, but, this is a school, you know.
Now we will have George Bush's speech to all the soldiers in Saudi Arabia. If you are listening, then listen.
Today we're here to pay tribute to all those soldiers who died 40 years ago. At Pearl Harbor. Excuse me, what was that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is not Pearl Harbor Day. It wasn't prudent of me. I'm real sorry. This is in tribute of all the soldiers over there in the Gulf. Now, I'm the man for the job. I'm a man for a job. I'm going to get it done. Saddam Hussein, he's full of naked aggression. I'm not gonna take it. I'm not gonna take it. Now, you soldiers over there, you're doing a bang up job. You're gonna love what we're gonna do. We've been bombing him for the past while, and he's starting to feel the pressure. Even though, you know, a lot of Arab countries, they're saying, you know, where they're going to pull out if we bomb some more, but hey, that doesn't matter. Don't worry. Your prudent president can handle the pressure. And now I'd just like to make a little statement that I didn't say no new taxes, and I kept my promise. I said no new Texans, and I haven't seen one in 50 years, so it doesn't really matter. So, anyway, just that I got that off my back. Let's go on. About those 500 Iraqis, I must say I'm very sorry that they died. But who gives a care? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't prudent of me. Take that back.
Boom.
Now, I've got my Secretary of Defense here, Dick Cheney, with me. He's been telling me we've been doing a bang-up job.
Bang up job.
That's right, Dick. I think we have. And Mr. Powell over there, he's been telling you the same kind of stuff. That's right. They were just at the battle lines a few days ago. And they said we're doing a bang up job.
Bang up
Get
job.
It? Bang up job. Blowing them up. Anyway, so. That wasn't prudent of me. I'm sorry. Take that back. But Dan Quayle, I must say, he made one stupid statement a few days ago, even though he really is stupid. No, I didn't mean that, of course not. He said that the press or the media shouldn't be listening to any of these protests to war. But I totally agree. They have the right. They have the right. Although I totally don't agree with them, I don't think they have the right to do so. But I guess we have to go along with that. Well, I've got to go to a meeting right now, so all you fellow prudent American citizens of the United States, I'd like to thank you to be here tonight. Excuse me, yes?
They're bombing us.
Who's bombing us? There's no way.
Iraq that they...
I'm sorry, I hope he's not... We might have just lost the President of the United States. I think we should all take a minute of
of the silence now to listen to our present. Hey, crew, shut up. We're trying to... This is a meaningful thing. The president almost got shot. You know who's in power now?
Ben Quayle.
Oh! So, let's all take a moment of silent meditation for the death of our president.
Blip, blip.
We'll stay tuned now for the saga of Dental City. Well, that ends tonight's show. Thank you for being with us. Wait a minute, we just got a report in. The president is not dead. That's right, he's not dead. Mr. Quayle hasn't taken over. That's right. Don't worry. I'm here to protect all you citizens of the United States. That was our president, and he's alive, and we're quite thankful. So. Listening to HSB News from beautiful downtown Scottsdale. Since we're so happy that our president George Herbert Walker Bush is still alive, instead of doing the saga of Trouble in Dental City, we've decided to take this opportunity to do the George Bush rap. One, two, ready, go. When Saddam Hussein moved into Kuwait, I decided to look as if I was irate. My advisor said, do something fast or your pulse will go down and you won't last. I said, don't worry, you can handle this alone. Called Dick Cheney up on the phone. I said, hey Dick, what you doing? Would you mind sending troops before the people start booing? He said, no problem, I'll send them all down, kick Saddam's butt, and we'll go to town. I thought it was over. I thought it'd end. But Congress said, my friend, they said, we're going to have a chance to declare war and make Saddam's butt real sore. I said, hey guys, won't you leave me alone? I called Dick Cheney up on the phone, but they said, we don't care, we want to do it. Get out of here, P.S. to it. The polls are down, recession's at hand, because Congress just don't understand. That was George Bush's Congress Just Don't Understand. And we're so glad that he's with us today. Now we're here with the best critics on HSB Radio. The only ones, I might add. Pierre and Jean.
That's right, the boom is here. You better get to the front, boom. Cause the room about to get packed. We getting ready to dance. You know what we gonna do?
Tell him off!
We'll be
dancing, dancing, dancing.
I don't think they heard you.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
Come on!
So take it to the floor. The hammer's hit and I give you more. To the other than I know you heard before.
Yeah!
Yeah! The beat is like, so here we go. I'm a hammer and you're in my show. Damn, I'm just a little put potatoes. No!
Never go hammer!
I'm moving, I'm grooving, I'm dancing to this music. I won't stop now.
Yeah! Yeah!
Check it out. Bring your hands, it's time. time to get hype. The entertainer is on the mic. Gonna give you more of what you like, and you like it. One shot and a talk for the money. I see you in your MC funny. One shot, now you really better get up on me. I told ya, I'm moving, I'm grooving, I'm dancing to this building. I ain't gonna stop now.
Now, as you saw, we kind of continued from last week since we had to stop short because of time.
Yeah, and that was the stupidest, rottenest, lowliest, piggiest song I've ever heard.
That was a very good song. I'd like to dance myself.
Well, so do I, Mr. British something or other, but that's not music.
That is music.
That's not music to my ears.
That's music to my ears.
That's not music at all.
That is.
That's what I call a bunch of notes piled together.
That's music.
With a bunch of guys going in the background. Dancing, 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 dance. Well, I can say dancing too. Ooh.
Why can't you?
Well, so it's pretty stupid if you ask me.
I don't think so.
I think... No.
Tell the truth, PR.
What?
PR.
What about?
Tell the truth.
What?
What?
About what?
What?
Tell the truth about what?
What are you talking? Let's get on with the next.
Now wait. Now wait. I must say I do like some others, but that is totally... Now this song, this is a good song coming up. This is like...
Let's just get
if we
on
get
with
the
it.
Tape, I mean, oh, you're so...
Yes, this personally is... I like this song myself.
What, you like this? I don't think so. Yeah, this is music.
Never been beat, and we never miss it with the girls we meet.
Why do you say it's not music, huh?
It's not music.
Why isn't
because.
Because. See, I have a good answer. It's a bunch of notes piling together. That's not a bunch of notes piling together.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's a masterpiece.
It's just...
The Beach Boys were the greatest. And this
oh,
MC
yes,
Hammer
I'm
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, MC Hammer. Yeah, right. Well, we'll see you next week, guys. Now...
No,
the Beach Boys
I want to do
the
another
best.
Song.
Oh, no, we...
Let's take another
we,
song.
Well, we're running out of time. We only have 20 seconds left on the show. I'm afraid so.
Oh, we have 15 minutes.
No, I'm afraid not. Hey.
Whatever.
This guy is a jerk. He's the worst
Listen,
critic.
Listen, he doesn't
he
have
no
very
any idea what good music is. We'll see you next week on another...
It's not music.
On another show. This guy, you are so odd.
It is not music.
It is too.
It is not.
It is too.
It is not.
It is too.
It is not.
Is too.
It is not.
Is too.
It is not.
Is too.
It is not. It is not.
Is too.
It is not.
Is too.
Is
too.
Is not.
Is too.
It is not.
It's the best.
It is not.
It's a ball. You have no taste. Well, I'm putting Barbara in. If you don't like it, tough.
It's not on.
We'll leave you with
I mean,
Barbara Ann. This guy is so
music.
Stupid. He doesn't know what good
it
music
is. Not good music.
He thinks this.
It is not.
MC Hammer Dance Machine. Oh yeah, he's cool. Yeah, here we go. Music. Yeah, it's water. Hammer's really MC Hammer.
Actually, this guy has too much taste.
Ooh, you just wake up to this show, buddy. Outside.
Are you gonna survive until you get out in the parking lot?
Oh, you just play. You know, Beach Boys were the greatest. MC Hammer the Dancing Machine. Although Gorby's...
Wait until next time of Pierre and Jean, the best critics on HSV Radio.
The only ones, I might add.
You're listening to HSV Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Now, stay tuned for HSV News with your anchor man. Dan would rather be home.
Hi, I'm your anchor, Dan would rather be home. Tonight we'll have an interview with a freedom fighter from Lithuania and an interview with an Easter Bunny. That's just a few of the things coming up on HSV News.
generic toothpaste, available in stores all around the country.
Yes, we're back from that lovely commercial. Right now we'll have the interview with Edna Chetskov.
From Lithuania.
Hello, this is Barbara Walters, and I'm here in Lithuania with one of the revolutionists. Hello, revolutionist, what is your name?
I'm Edna Kovlovic. Excuse me. And I'm here from Lithuania. Very hard to pronounce, you know.
I see, and exactly what are you doing here?
Well, I am trying to be a revolutionist.
I see, a freedom fighter. Now, what freedom are you working for?
Wait, I have to think about that. I can't really remember. All I can remember is that my hair has a sticky hairspray that I can't stand at all, and that this gel that I just bought does not work at all, and I hate trying to get it out in the shower.
Barbara Walters. Live from Lithuania. Good night.
Thank you, Barbara, for that interesting story.
Welcome.
Now we'll get on with the news. And I think we'll keep going with the interview from the Easter Bunny.